Greetings, Merry Christmas, and hello. I'm Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News in the studios of Kringle Radio for this episode of the North Pole Podcast. By request, this episode features information about Santa that you don't already know. In this year of 2020, we have had a lot of kids being taught at home, and more teachers are having to school online. And this request comes from many parents and teachers especially. In fact, given how schooling is so different this year, I would tell you that the questions coming into the North Pole have taken on a new kind of flavor as well. People are kind of tired of the same old thing when it comes to Santa. They want more information about the things that perhaps do not really have to do with his job and what he does. Instead, they want to know more personal things about Santa Claus. Things such as his likes and dislikes, or the off-season kind of hobbies that he gets into. More in-depth kind of stuff, I guess you could say. This episode will feature two individuals. One you know as my radio partner, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash has a most unique perspective on Santa because it's his job to follow Santa's sleigh on Christmas Eve. He gets to see Santa as he goes into each house every Christmas. He hears what Santa's observations are and what Santa says as he travels the world. We also have with us as a guest, we've had on before, Dr. Grant Smedley, a professor of Santa history at Southern North Pole University. Dr. Smedley has shared some interesting things about Santa's history in the past, and he knows a great deal about Santa's present pursuits as well, given how much time he has spent in interviewing Santa and Mrs. Claus for his next book. Welcome then to both of you. I guess, Crash, we'll begin with you. Does it surprise you that people want to know more about Santa?
No, not at all. I can remember when I was a kid, for some reason, I wanted to know what kind of cereal the Santa liked. I can recall eating my Cocoa Puffs and thinking, I wonder if Santa likes this stuff too, and I think it's pretty normal for people to want to know those kinds of little things.
Well, Crash, you know Santa pretty well now. I've got to ask, is Santa cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs?
I have no idea, Frank. I just know that I'm not anymore.
You're not?
No, I'm a granola man now, Frank.
Okay, that's weird, Crash, but we've come to expect that of you. Dr. Smedley, what about you?
Me? Oh, I like me Lucky Charms, but this isn't about me.
No. I mean, what do you think Santa likes now in a cereal? Do you get down to that level with him?
Not really, Frank, to be honest with you, but I can tell you what I've observed when I've stayed the night at the Claus residence. Each time breakfast came around, I've seen Santa eat ham and eggs. I think he's a ham and egg man.
Wait a minute. You stayed the night with Santa and Mrs. Claus in their home?
Oh, yes, many times. We do really long interviews, you see, so it's more comfortable for Santa and Mrs. Claus if we discuss things over dinner and in various places around their home and in their house. It's usually something we do in the middle months of the year, you know, when they have more time for that kind of thing.
I'm really glad you're with us, Dr. Smedley. I think you can give us some great information about Santa and Mrs. Claus. Crash, have you ever stayed the night at the Claus residence?
No, Frank, I haven't. Sure sounds like a great experience, though.
Well, the Clauses are really private, simple people, Crash. They don't bring in many guests. They enjoy their quiet time together. When I wrote my first book many years ago, they would meet with me at my office at the university. But one day we were discussing a rather long-winded topic. I can't even remember what it was about. And Mrs. Claus suggested that I come over for dinner the following day, and it just kind of changed from that point forward because we were having such long conversations.
Dr. Smedley, you've written many books about the history of Santa Claus, and I think you're even considered by some to be Santa's official biographer. Does that put a lot of pressure on you?
Yes and no. Santa has a terrific sense of history. He's a very accomplished historian himself. He loves languages and learning about world cultures, and he understands the position that he holds, so he is always so very good to me when I ask questions. But while we work to preserve Santa's history and to tell his story honestly, I also try to respect his privacy. There are some things I would never talk about.
Like what? His cats? The kind of toothpaste he uses?
Well, yes, those are really details that aren't that important, are they?
Well, you should see some of the questions we have here, Smedley. I can't believe some of the stuff people want to know. Thank this letter we have here from this little girl, Sabrina. Okay, I get it, she's six, but she wants to know if Santa likes Mrs. Claus's hair long or short. Can you beat that?
Well, she's a little girl.
I understand that, but Crash makes a good point. We have you here with us, someone who has been inside their home, and by the nature of your work, Doctor, you know a great many things about Santa. But where do we draw the line here?
I think you two gentlemen are believers in the elf oath, and that as such you know how these things should work. In fact, I would bet that you both know things about Santa that you can share, and things about Santa that you should never share. I trust that as we talk about these things, you'll bear that in mind. If I was talking to someone in the regular news media, Frank, I wouldn't trust them like I trust you, because you are an elf.
Thank you, Dr. Smedley. You're very kind, and I also think you are maybe right about this. Crash, you follow Santa every year as he travels the world. You help to tell his story to billions of people over the radio. So let me ask you something. Are there things that you see on that ride that you can't talk about?
Oh, of course, Frank, and we've talked about this before, I think.
I'm not talking about the things that make Santa fly, or how he moves so quickly, or other such stuff. I'm just talking about just Santa. Do you really have any information about Santa that the world doesn't already know?
I don't really think so, Frank. Christmas comes around once a year, and the world talks about Santa, and he comes to everyone who hangs their stocking, and yet we still keep talking about him. I don't know if I can say anything new about him.
Maybe I need to ask in a different way, Crash, just to test this theory here that Dr. Smedley puts forward. Has Santa ever surprised you? Not as Crash the person, but as Crash the elf?
Well, come to think of it, yes, he has.
Tell me that story, Crash.
Well, a couple of years ago, after I'd come back from the final test flight of Santa's sleigh that year, and we were getting ready for Santa to launch, he came to me and he said, Crash, I have a little surprise for you. And he took me into the sleigh barn, and he showed me a brand spanking new sleigh, just for me.
I can't believe you haven't told me this story.
Well, you know, I didn't understand it. There was really nothing wrong with my old sleigh. It worked, and it was comfortable, and I could do my job in it. I didn't really think I deserved a new sleigh to work in, because, that's what the sleigh is. It's a work sleigh. It's owned by the news department. So that new sleigh wasn't a thing for me.
So what was it then, and what did you learn about Santa with that new sleigh?
Well, you see, that's the thing. That new sleigh was bigger and had nicer seats and lots of cool stuff my old sleigh didn't have, and I thought, man, this is really cool. Santa gave me a brand new sleigh. But after he launched and we got down toward Fiji, I started to notice something I had not noticed before about Santa. As he came out of some houses, he was smiling and putting little things in his pocket. And honest to Pete, Frank, I thought they were cookies or something. Because there's no way that Santa can eat all the cookies that he gets, and I thought he was just bringing them out of the house and putting them into a basket or something. But no, it wasn't cookies, Frank. It was paper. He was putting them in a box. Later, when we got to Japan, after he had made a couple million stops, he gets out of the sleigh, and he takes this box from under his seat, and he puts this brand new compartment in the back of my sleigh and starts filling it up with these boxes. And I said to Santa, what's that? And he said, well, it's my Christmas, Crash. And that was it. Well, all night long that Christmas, he kept filling up these boxes with papers, and once they were full, he put them back into my sleigh. Well, you can imagine, after 30 hours of flight and how many billions of homes, Santa had collected a lot of paper, and he put, you know, lots of those boxes and moved all those boxes into my sleigh, and I still didn't understand it a bit, Frank. We got back to the North Pole on Christmas morning. I landed, and all these elves came out of the sleigh barn, and they shook my hand and patted me on the back and told me I did a good job, and I never noticed what they did with my sleigh or the boxes that Santa had put on it. It wasn't until months later that I figured it out, and Santa finally talked to me about it. He invited me to visit him out in his barn out behind his house. He had this old reindeer there by the name of Whistler, and he wanted me to take him home to my barn. so he could be companions with old Nellie, a reindeer who is retired at my place. Well, we had all this arranged, and I showed up at the time he asked me to be there, and I walked right into the door. Santa's barn is old, and it's long, and it's tall, and all along two walls are thousands and thousands of these papers, Frank. And Santa was at the wall tacking these papers to it, and I saw him bend down, and he opened one of those boxes. So I just asked him, I said, Santa, what are those papers? And he said, those are autographs, Crash. They come in the form of letters and notes and drawings left in stockings by kids when I get to their houses on Christmas Eve. Those are my gifts, and I get billions of them every year. They are my Christmas. I get more presents than any other person in the world, and I'm such a lucky man, Crash.
Wow, that's an amazing story, Crash.
I think you just proved the theory, Crash. Now, Frank, it's your turn. Tell us one of your stories of Santa, and I know you have more than one of them.
Actually, you're right, I do. In fact, it happened this week. I get asked all the time, Frank, you interview elves and other important people on the radio, but how come we never hear you interview Santa? Why don't you interview him? And the thing is that I try. I want to interview him. Santa could answer more questions faster than any of us if he would just let one of us interview him on the radio. And this week I asked him for an interview to talk about this big Tracker Elf conference online that we have. And Santa once again turned me down. And I just asked him, why can't you come on the radio with me? People would love it. And he said, Frank, I'm not anyone important. I don't run anything. I'm not an expert of anything. I'm just Santa. I just want people to have a Merry Christmas. And that's not about me. It's about giving. It's about taking care of each other. It's about love. It's about the baby Jesus, not me. I liked it so much better 150 years ago when I could show up on Christmas, and they just had to trust that I was coming. And I'd come and I'd leave. No interviews, no post-game shows, just faith and deliverance, Frank, is what he said. That's what it's all about. They need you on the radio, Frank, not me.
You see, boys, those two stories are classic Kris Kringle. You have just told our listeners more about Santa than I ever could, and you've never stayed at his house. What do you think about that?
I think there's a reason you're the doctor here, Elf Smedley. Thank you for your guidance in this conversation and the good information you always bring to us. Crash, thank you as well for your input in this episode and the good work you always do on the radio. Thanks for joining us here on the North Pole Podcast, and I remind you to tune in to Kringle Radio on December 23rd as we broadcast in more than 120 countries around the world the best of Christmas music and, of course, breaking news from the North Pole. For North Pole Radio News and the North Pole Podcast, this is L. Frank Murr with Crash Murphy and Dr. Grant Smedley for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.